the branches were piled up on the side of the road. And now they have this service back over there chipping it at 6 o'clock on a fucking weekday.
Like, don't they know this is recording time?
It's so loud. I had to go close all my bedroom windows. So if you happen to hear loud sounds in the background, that's
what it is.
A chipper.
Got it.
And it is tree parts going in, not human.
Not humans. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Because that's messy.
I'm not going to lie. When we were feeding the chipper when my sister's house got hit by that tornado, I don't know. There was just like this fear of like, well, what if? What if? But it's a very small like hole that all the stuff goes into.
Yeah.
And it's long path.
Yeah.
At least on that type.
I do believe that in the movie Fargo anyway, they did have to chop him up first to put him in there, right?
Okay.
I don't think they just stuck him in feet first.
I never saw Fargo.
Okay.
No.
I didn't see the TV show, but I saw the movie.
I haven't really watched the TV show either. I've seen parts of the most recent season, but
okay. I haven't seen any of it.
That was about it.
Greg thinks we watched part of the first season, but I think he's dreaming because I don't recall any of it.
Yeah, well, Greg thinks that he counts four dogs. So
that's right. That's right. Oh, I shouldn't laugh.
I know.
Fun. Pisses me off.
But it's one of those things that if it's like, if I don't laugh.
I know. Now we're talking about wood chipper again.
Would you stop telling me things? I don't want to be, I don't want to know that it was premeditated.
I don't have access to a wood chipper, so there's no way I could do that. Yeah.
Next day, there's a tree crew on the street.
Yeah, maybe I cut that part out. No, I'm not thinking murder yet, but
okay.
I'm, you know, pretty annoyed.
There are levels of frustration that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But by the way, should we say hello?
Yeah. Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to the Sideshow number 12. And it is AP and I today.
Yes, it is.
Megan is doing family shit. And so we're going to let her have that time. And then in a couple of weeks, it's going to be just me and Megan because it's going to be AP's birthday.
Yes.
And she's going to be doing her family shit. So. Yes. I don't have any family shit. I did my family shit today with my mom. I went over to her house and helped her learn how to do the air fryer. So that was fun.
How'd that go?
Well, she is not really one for learning new things, as I think we've talked about before.
What? I don't understand.
And I don't know how much of this is her 87-year-old brain and how much of this is just her brain, Barb's brain. Because she's never really been into new ideas and new things. But she pulled the, you know, it's one of those bucket kind.
Yeah.
So you pull the handle out.
And I have one of those.
The basket, you know? Mm-hmm. And, so I had her pull it out where we tested it by making a piece of toast. Cause I had to show her that you can still make toast in there. You just have to flip it halfway through. And so she pulled it out and I said, it's a little tricky to get it back in. And she's trying to push it back in and she puts no effort into the push to push it back in. And then she goes, well, it doesn't work.
What was the other thing that she didn't want to do very much? And you were telling her, you just have to do
this. Watch band on. Yeah.
Her glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. The watch band, she was trying to put the one piece in the other. It was a buckle kind.
Uh-huh.
And she tries to put one end in the other. And she just literally like laid it on top like this and went, well, it doesn't work.
Yep. I'm seeing a pattern of similarities here.
I feel like this is going to be a dog-centric show.
Yes.
Maybe not so much the sideshow, but
what's
friends,
coming up?
After AP and I talk for a little bit here in about 45 minutes, we're going to be bringing on Jennifer Page, who is a psychic medium.
Podcaster,
yeah. Her podcast is called I Talk to Ghosts. And she's amazing. And AP and I both listened to a bunch of her episodes. And we, of course, picked out the animal ones. And so I have a feeling we're going to want to talk to her about animal stuff.
Yeah. So if you guys want to hear more of our animal stories that you probably have heard once, twice, three times a charm, you're going to hear them again, probably.
Probably going to hear them again. And if not,
versions of them.
Yeah. Maybe you'll hear a little bit different something this time. Hi, friends. Amy here. I just wanted to throw in a little content warning here. Amy and I talked about my dog getting very old and possibly near the end. And then she talked a bit about her dog Briggs, which if you've listened to us, you already know that that was a huge, huge deal for her when he passed. So we did talk about pet death and grief and stuff like that. And I will put some info into the show notes so that you can tell how to skip around to avoid it. Okay, thanks. Bye. I would like to talk to her about Fozzie. I don't know if she would be able to do anything. Maybe I'll see if I can do like a reading later or something, because I think Fozzie's winding down. It's not going to be long. He's eating, but he won't eat his regular food. He'll only eat the wet food.
And that happens very, just older dogs too. Sometimes obviously my sister works in veterinary care and has pets at a lot. And she's like, yeah, some dogs, as they age, they'll be fine with something for a couple of days and then something else. And her dog, Mishka, was like that, especially towards the end. I mean, Kelly was making, I told you before, she was making stews for her and everything. And then she stopped wanting to eat that. And
yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
It is. It is. So I don't know. I wish I could talk to Fozzie. I mean, I can talk to him, but I can't hear him responding. I wish he could talk to me, I guess is what I'm saying. And let me know if he's ready, because I kind of feel like he is. But at the same time, I thought he was ready. You know, it was that 6 months ago now when he had the vestibular disease. And if, you know, we were very, very close to putting him to, down that at then and didn't. And I'm glad we didn't, because he had a lot of fun after that.
Yeah.
When he rallied. But yeah, it's hard to know. It's so
I
hard
did
to know.
With Briggs, and this is just because the way that we would talk at night, I would put my forehead on his forehead, like right between his eyes on his nose. I'm sure he was like, oh God, mom again. And I especially after he got sick, I was like, you have to tell me. It has to be clear. I don't want to second guess, because you're my world. I'm not going to second guess what this is. And his was extremely crystal clear. Yeah. So I know. We're going to cry later. I know it, because I was already crying listening to Jennifer earlier today.
I'm already getting verklempt. We can talk about that then in a little bit.
Yep. Come back for the cry fest with us later.
We do have some other things we want to talk about that probably won't make us cry.
Yep.
No. One thing I want to mention. Oh, did you have anything else you wanted to?
Oh, no, not
to touch that. Okay.
No, it just, you know, it. We all talk about it, and it gets easier, I think, as we all talk about these things.
It does help to talk about it.
Not necessarily easier, but it helps other people know you can talk about it and be that emotional to something that is not a human flesh child.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So.
Yep. And there are people maybe listening who think we're silly, but I, you know, that's the way it is.
Short walk off a long pier. Long walk off a short pier.
Yeah. Anyway. So you guys may remember our listener whose name is Eddie, sweet guy who sends us emails every once in a while. And after he listened to an episode that in your time, when you hear this, will be a couple episodes, maybe 3 episodes before this, with Diane from Pittsburgh Tattoo and or also from The Dead Files, Devil's Triangle.
She's lovely.
She was so great. And she, she posted some really nice stuff on Instagram about what a nice time she had on our show and stuff. And she said that like it helped her realize that she's in a better place than she kind of thought she was, because she talked through all this stuff. If you guys haven't listened to that episode with her, it's, you know, after she was on The Dead Files, she said her life literally fell apart. Like a whole bunch of shit happened right after that. And her everything that she had going was different. Everything changed. And that was really tough for her. And she was at first afraid to even talk about it, but she did. She's glad she did. And we're glad too. I am too. And I told her she's got 3 new friends. And so, you know, I really, we all really, really, really liked her.
And if you like cool artwork, I would go follow her Instagram page for her tattoo shop. And because I know she said that they suffered some business loss due to that episode, and that's just unfortunate. Because they're really talented people.
Oh, it's beautiful artwork. Beautiful.
If I looked
And
closer.
I know. And I feel like my Instagram was trying to tell me to move to Pittsburgh because after I, had connected with Diane and looked at all her pictures and stuff, I started getting all these posts about Pittsburgh and haunted Pittsburgh and all this other stuff. And I'm like,
Maybe you're
all I
just
did
supposed
is
to
like friend
plan a
a
trip.
tattoo person. I think so. I don't know. But anyway, Eddie is also from Pittsburgh. And so he said, I'll just read you parts of his email. He said, "That was a truly great episode. Absolutely amazed to hear her insight on how her experience went with the Dead Files. I've lived in Pittsburgh my entire life, and I have never heard of Pittsburgh being named the Devil's Triangle. The Golden Triangle is true, however, because Pittsburgh at one time was the steelmaking capital of the world. Pittsburgh is truly an amazing city, many great neighborhoods, and the people here are absolutely amazing. Pittsburgh, I also believe, is a hotspot for paranormal activity, as you know from my story about my experience in a haunted house that my sister lived in." So this was back in episode 81, where we played, one of us read a story that Eddie had sent to us about living in his sister's house and there being a ghost there. So if you want to hear that, go back to episode 81. It's called Listener Stories Bathroom Ghosts. Go back and listen to his story if you want. Anyway, he said, "Thank you again for another truly amazing episode. And if you get a chance, research the Homestead Steel Strike of July 1892, which I didn't do, but he said the site where the Homestead Massacre took place is now a shopping center called the Waterfront Shopping Center, and there are reports of paranormal activity. I know a few years ago there were reports from workers at the movie theater down there, people seeing ghostly figures. I personally have visited that movie theater and I've gotten some strange feelings, but I've never seen anything other than a movie." He said, "I also love your sideshow episodes. Those are great."
Ooh, ooh,
Whoop, whoop.
hey,
Thank you, Eddie. He's so
Eddie.
sweet. I love when we get emails from Eddie. So anybody else want to send us sweet emails, we're happy to read them. And I won't necessarily read them all on the show. Eddie just is, he always says, "Go ahead, read whatever you want." So do you want to do one of your topics?
So let's see. I'll start off with it's kind of a funny one, but I went to the eye doctor recently. I think we talked about it even on our
Love it.
last episode, and I was like, oh, I should just schedule that. And so I did, and I went in and I look at my paperwork, and the doctor has written down that I have dry eye syndrome. And I was like, huh.
News to me.
Yeah, had no idea. But we kind of talked through some of the stuff. I'm like, well, yeah, I can tell when my eyes get tired because they just get kind of, you can just feel it. And he goes, that's your eyes being dry. I was like,
Okay.
that's what that is? So I had contacts for years, decades. I had glasses since I was seven.
Oh,
I
wow.
got them in second grade. Didn't really couldn't put my contacts in because of my eyelash reactions until like sixth grade-ish time frame. But then until 7.5 years ago, I had contacts. And so you get used to everything in your eye. And if you've ever had contacts that where the edge is torn a little bit and you're like, that was my last one. I gotta suffer through for a couple of days. You just get used to it. And it's not the best for your eyes, but we all
No.
do it. So but yeah, so I guess my tolerance level is high enough. So he's like, yeah, you should, start using eye drops more, and he actually said to get a heated eye mask and use that a couple times a week because I also have, which doesn't surprise me, but like my oil ducts around my eyes they're a little clogged. So that can also cause some of the dry eye issue. So he said to just kind of do that. So I've been trying to clean, like along the eye line with mascara and stuff too, because don't want to have the super dry eye I had once upon a time about 15 years ago. It was blepharitis, and it
Never heard of
was
that.
Yeah, you. I thought it was like pink eye or something, but I don't have the mutation in my genes for pink eye, so I don't get it very
Really?
easily. Yeah.
Oh, I
So
didn't know that was a thing either.
people who get pink eye really easily, like just walking in a room and could get pink eye from somebody else, there's a mutation in genes that, so like it's a genetic thing. And
Interesting.
so some people, you will have kids who will go and be around those with pink eye. And unless they're like touching their eyeballs to each other or touching their hands to each other's faces and stuff, probably aren't going to pick it up.
Interesting. I did not know that this is a thing. And I used to work in preschool, and when one kid got pink eye, almost everybody got it.
Well, that's because ki like kids
They're
just
always touching each
touch,
other.
and their faces are just,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, those of you who have children, I'm sure
I
they're
know.
lovely.
Yeah, there's always something going on with children's faces. There's always some
Always
fluid
something.
coming out of somewhere. Eyeballs, nose, mouth, ears, whatever. Yeah. Kids are kind of gross. They're cute, but they're kind of gross.
So, if your eyes feel tired often, you might have dry
Might be
eyes.
dry-eyeing.
So, maybe try getting some, artificial tears. Not a
Yeah.
doctor, not prescribing anything to anyone, just
Just a suggestion.
experience.
Yeah. Good to know. Oh, I got this book. I saw, you
Was
know
that a
what?
question?
No, not yet. I have a question in a little bit, but I should say that every sentence that I start usually starts with, so I follow this woman on TikTok. And so I do
Is this
follow
another
this
one?
woman. Yeah, this is another one. I'm not sure if this was actually someone I follow or she just showed up in my feed,
For
my For
you.
You page. But it was a woman who's a kind of a woo-woo spiritual kind of person, which is almost 90% of what I see, except for now that I see all the P. Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I got this book, and it's called Be Here Now. It looks like this. It's, if, for those of you
Oh,
not watching, it
interesting.
is blue background with white lettering and white design on it, and it's all in a big circle. Remember,
There's a chair in the middle.
yep, there's a chair in the center and like a spider web, almost kind of a web around, and then it's all around the outside. It says "Be here now," and then on the sides it says "Remember."
Those look like lights on the outside. So those look like light beams
Yeah,
coming down to the chair.
yeah, yeah. It's cool artwork. And so the whole book is like the pages are all look like they're drawn, like artwork on these pages. And this woman was like, it's like a almost like a divination book. You just open it up and it'll tell you, well, this was a funny one. You got to open it up and it'll tell you, like, give you insight on your day. Well, I opened it up and I was like, the fuck does this mean? It was like the middle of a sentence. I don't know. I just opened it now. It just says, So I just wanted to know, and there is a whole section in the beginning that's actually like a story about the person who wrote it, who's a monk. And I started reading it, but I was like, I just want the benefits of the book without doing any of the work. So I skipped ahead and tried to look at the just grab pages and see if I could make sense of them. And it turns out I cannot. So if anyone has any tips or tricks for me on how to use this book called Be Here Now,
Read the instructions.
that would be great. Yeah. That it the type is very small and I
I was
am
going to say,
very
that is a
lazy.
lot of words on a page.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the actual book. I don't know if you can see that very well, but
Yep, I can.
it's real little type. And not that I can't read little type, it looks overwhelming to me. The author's name is Ram Dass. Namaste, it
That
says there.
sounds like a holiday.
I know it does. I don't know why it doesn't have the author's name on the front of the book, but anyway,
Because it would ruin the artwork.
I think it's Ram
Duh.
Dass. I think it's RamDass. But anyway, that's a book I got. I was really excited to get it. I thought my whole life is going to change, and now I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. I guess I'll go ahead and read the part I'm
Report
supposed to
back
read.
to us next time.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, it's a cool book. I mean, it's really
Yeah.
cool to look at, and I was really excited to get it, but I don't know how to use it yet.
I can't help you there.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe someone listening would might be able to.
Waiting for your answer right now.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Jiminy Christmas. I ended up on Saturday. I actually went to the Gopher football game versus Iowa. My boss won 4 tickets through work, and then his kids weren't able to go. So he texts me. He's like, I know you wanted to go to the game. You want to come join me and my wife? It's like, sure. They're awesome. Like, it's cool. It wasn't like an awkward kind of thing. She was hilarious.
Had you met her before?
I've met her briefly before, but not very much. But, you know, he talks about his family all the time. And so it was kind of fun. But we were getting our butts kicked. So I decided to leave before the flood of people, which apparently everybody else thought the same thing. So luckily I get my Lyft, like, and the app was crashing. So I didn't know if I had a rider. So then I flipped over. I flipped over to Uber. Uber was double the price at the same time because they had already put in their their surge pricing. Mm-hmm. So my $32 drive with Lyft was $60 with
wow.
Uber. So luckily I was able to get this one. We started off having good conversation about, you know, sports and that sort of stuff. And then apparently that made him feel comfortable enough to start telling me about agriculture and how we're doing everything wrong in this country. And I'm like, I work in agriculture.
I was going to say, did he know where you work? Did you mention that before he
mentioned,
said that?
I said that I worked in agriculture. I don't know how we got to that topic. And then, so then he went off on mansplaining everything to me and not willing to listen to anything I had to say. So I was like, just bite your tongue, just bite your tongue, just bite your tongue.
Just get home safe.
He started to go off on how the media is to blame, and that in a certain previous president is not a racist.
Oh,
it's all made up by the media.
Really?
Had no problems during his 4 years of presidency, and how women can't lead because we're too emotional. This man was literally spitting out all of the things you hear on media, and then he's saying media is the problem.
Right.
And then he's sitting there saying, well, women are too emotional. I said, excuse me, is anger an emotion? Well, women, I said, no, is anger an emotion? I guess you could call it that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so men seem to be angry a lot in the government.
Yep.
And, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, just bite your feminist tongue. Just bite your tongue. Just bite your tongue. Don't. He's taking you to your house. Like, just leave it be.
That's what's scary.
And then women, not just are we too emotional, but women are bitches to each other.
What?
He basically said women cannot support women. They will fight with each other. Doesn't matter who you are. Women will always fight. And therefore, they can't lead.
What world does he live in? I mean, I think it used to be that way. Like when I was growing up, it was more that way because we were fighting over men.
And we were, and I talked about this. I was like, we're in a very patriarchal society. And if we really look back, we were conditioned as women, we were conditioned over millennia to be this way.
Yep.
That we had to fight for resources if the male, whatever. So we were conditioned for all of that. And a lot of that is breaking away because we're starting to see through the cracks of like, wait a minute, this was all there to suppress.
Yeah. Everybody, but the men. Yeah.
Everybody except the winners. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, you look at in history, when you look at what they talk about as some of the most fearsome pirates or most fearsome like rebel leaders, and I'm not talking about Confederate rebels. I'm talking about rebellious women in Ireland and Scotland and England. They led and they did things because they got pissed off. I just half an hour. It was a 33-minute drive home, you guys.
My God, you're brave.
And I had to sit there and just, yep. But I don't think that's a fair point. I don't think that's fair. And then he'd be like, no, just listen, just listen.
Yeah.
Woman this, man that. And then he's like, well, women decorate houses. And, you know, I try to say like the what our former president said about grabbing women by a certain body part.
Right.
And he's like, well, yeah, that's because all men think about. That's not an argument.
No.
He's like, men think about one thing, women think about everything. If a woman wants this, she can have it at any time she wants. And I'm like, okay.
And you wonder why women don't really want it that much. Not every woman, a lot of women are like,
I've been
I'm
single for a
over
very long time, and I am still okay with being single because at this
it.
point, you are now competing with me and my sanity and my peace of mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not looking for a completion of a circle of
Yep.
being. I am a whole person. So,
Right. Yeah.
yeah. So
Wow.
that was a rough ride back.
Yeah. Good.
Luckily, I don't think he realized that I was getting angry.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I don't think
Well,
he
probably not.
understood.
And it sounds like even if he had realized, he didn't really give a shit because he just kept saying, listen, listen, listen.
Yeah, he just talked over me.
Yeah, he didn't want to
Linda,
hear.
Linda, listen.
Linda,
Listen.
listen.
Listen,
Listen,
Linda.
Linda.
Yep. So I came home and I watched a movie with my dogs
Yeah. What
and some
movie?
wine. Watched His Three Daughters on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I've been
It is
seeing that show
not
up.
a very uplifting movie.
Okay.
But I thought it was fairly well done. It's not going to have a lot of like movement and everything. They are literally inside an apartment or in the park the entire time.
Oh.
It is a man who is on his deathbed and you never really meet him.
Oh, okay.
And it's the three daughters trying to figure out how to get along. It seems like they've been either no contact or low contact with each other.
It
So,
sounds like a
woman,
play. It sounds like, was it a play before?
I don't know if it was. The woman who plays in Poker Face.
Yeah, Natasha Lyonne.
Yep. So she's in it. Elizabeth Olsen and Carrie Coon. They're the three
Oh, that's
sisters.
Carrie Coon. Okay. I knew the other two. I didn't, because I just saw the picture on Netflix and I didn't know who the other woman was.
I'd
Oh, I
say
like her.
it's a good watch. Just don't expect to be like happy through it. I
Okay.
mean, the ending you get satisfaction, I would say. But it is, I to me, it's a very relatable thing for people with families that don't always get along, and how it's one potential little thing that's a misunderstanding that can cause a lot of pain if we never talk about it.
Right. I have a couple of things that I watched a lot of stuff this past weekend because I felt like I was kind of pushing myself to do stuff podcast wise and applying for jobs and all sorts of stuff. And so,
And then you burned out.
well, I don't know that I really burned out, but I was feeling like I wasn't getting anywhere. And so I get this every day in my email in the morning. I get a tarot card reading from a thing I signed up for. And that day it was step back, stop working so hard, and enjoy your time or whatever. And I was like, you know what? It's the weekend. I don't have to work through the weekend. So I just sat and watched TV pretty much all Friday day. Saturday for a bit. We had a wedding to go to in the afternoon and then all day Sunday. So I watched a lot of stuff. So I just want to mention I got into a documentary thing. Like I couldn't, I just wanted to watch documentaries. And so I watched one called Into the Fire. And that is, it's a true crime. It's heavy into adoption. So I told Megan not to watch it. Because Megan is adopted and she's very sensitive about it. But it's about a woman who gave up her daughter for adoption. And then she really hoped that her daughter would come find her when she became of age, but she never did. And then she got a letter in the mail from a police department in another state saying, your daughter was adopted into this family. They didn't say who it was, obviously. Your daughter was adopted into a family and then she went missing. A body has been found, and we want to know if it's her. So they wanted her, the mom, bio mom's DNA.
DNA. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So She was like, oh my God. So she gave up her DNA immediately. And she's like, I got to find out if this is her or not. I don't want to give away anymore. It's really good. It goes in places I've never expected. And it's really good. It's done
Okay.
well. I know you're not a big fan of documentaries, but I know you like true crime. I'd recommend giving it a shot.
It's a conundrum, and I think it's because when I watch TV, I want to escape, and nonfiction is real, but fiction is not. And I think that's why I struggle with trying to watch documentaries, because I'll start them, and then I'll be like, nope.
See, and I did that at first with this one, and then I was like, because it didn't move very fast in the very beginning, and then it did. And when it picked up, I was like, and I was glued to the TV for the whole thing. And
How many episodes?
I want to say it was only two, but maybe an hour plus each. So it was like a longer than a movie, but not an
I could
entire
probably
season.
handle that.
Yeah.
And
That's really good.
what streaming service?
Netflix. Into the Fire.
Into the Fire. Okay.
And then right after that, I watched one called The Girl in the Picture, also on Netflix. And this is about a woman who was found hit by a car on the road. Do you know this story?
Think so.
And that she went to the hospital, and a guy comes in claiming to be her husband, but he's much older than her. And he says, oh, she's a stripper. She works at this place. You know
MFM
this
just
one?
covered this one. Was it
Okay.
no
Yes.
or was it MFM
Somebody
or was it
did.
or and That's Why We Drink? One of the it might have been Christine on That's Why It was Christine on That's Why We Drink. It was just recently covered. I'll go see if I can find that episode now.
Okay. Because I think MFM covered it too, but probably a long time ago, because I'm watching this and I see the pictures of the girl and I'm like, I know those pictures. I recognize those pictures. And then I started recognizing the story, but I didn't remember it well enough to know what happened next. And so I believe that I did see a podcast about or hear a podcast about it, or maybe I watched another show about it, but it was long enough ago that I didn't remember the details. So I watched the whole damn thing. That was just a movie, hour and 45 minutes, I think.
You
Super
remember
good.
the woman's name, what her
Her, the, well, she had several names. One
was
of
it
them,
Heather? Is Heather
no,
one of them?
Heather, I don't think so. It was
Okay.
Sharon. Sharon was Tanya was the name of the girl
Yes,
when she
yes,
was a
yes.
stripper. And then they found out her name was Shauna, and then that wasn't her name either. Not her real name anyway. And I believe she might have had another name in there too. And she had a little boy, his
Yep.
name's Michael.
And a little girl
Yes, she
later on.
actually, yeah, we find out more about that, but we know right away that she had a little boy. Yeah, it's a crazy story.
And That's Why We Drink did a two-part episode
Oh,
on
okay.
that. I just saw it, so now I just have to go and find it again. That's
Cool.
not it.
I'll have to listen to that because I would be interested to hear what other
Yep.
people have to say about it.
All right. So the second part was episode 389, Intriguing Event Schedules and Lukewarm Cans of Sparkling Water.
A long title.
So then, yep, then the first one would have been 388, Stress Rashes and Deranged Camera Angles. It's usually things that they say. So, and that's why we drink.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I'll put
July
links
of
to that
this
in the
year.
show notes. Oh, that reminds me, a friend of mine from high school has started listening to our show.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I'm having so much fun. I don't even know what the Dead Files is. I don't care. You're just having fun listening to you guys. And then she was texting me a couple times
Take
over the
that,
next
Rachel.
couple of days. What?
Take that.
Yeah. We do have some friends that like to listen to us talk. Hi, Wendy. And she said, every time you say show notes, it sounds like you're saying show nuts. So now I'm going to think of her every time I talk about the show notes or the show nuts. Maybe I'll just start calling it the show nuts.
There you go.
Yeah. So
There
check
you
the
go.
show nuts for all those.
Yep.
And
Well,
do you have
no,
more
I was going to
shows?
say, well, I do have one, but there was one you and I both watched since the last time we s spoke on air here, and that
Okay.
was The Perfect Couple on Netflix.
Yes. Yes. With Nicole Kidman and Liev Schreiber. And Eve Hewson, who is Anno's daughter, I'm sure she loves every time everyone says that, but just in
She
reference.
honestly looks like a family member to me. Like, there's different times that she looks like sisters to my friend Lindsay.
Really? I really enjoy her. as an actress. I think she's really, really good. I think she's beautiful. So it's, I like watching her because she's beautiful, but she is very, very talented. And I really enjoyed that.
I loved it. And what I loved about this, it reminded me of Broadchurch, because I had a great theory going. And then I was like, next episode, two episodes down, I was like, I don't think that theory works anymore.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that if you pay attention, you can start getting there. Because I got there right before, like in the last couple minutes before they said who did it all. And I was like, I knew it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I did not. I did not guess it ahead of time. I guess I had a lot of guesses. And the way that it was crafted, like you felt like you were right. And you're like, I know it. I got it. And then they were like, oh, no.
Because you have the tropes. You have the tropes that play for the classic, like, whodunit type thing. Yeah. Oh, it was so good.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. And that was that Netflix too?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's only six episodes. So it's not like it's a long, and it's a limited series. So it's not like you have to commit to
it's
several
not going to be
seasons.
Another season or anything like that. No, I think it's a book, right? Wasn't it a book?
I think so.
So it's one and done. I mean, there's really story's over.
And yeah, I remember watching parts of the like earlier episodes and I'm like, well, that's really weird and out of character for that person. Why are they doing this? Which then comes into play later on.
Interesting. I would like to watch it again. I was telling Greg about how much I liked it and I might be able to convince him to watch it, and then I'll watch it again and
see if you pick
him.
Up on things.
Yeah. I mean, I can watch it again on my own, but I have plenty of other things that I'm watching too. So if I have a better excuse to watch it again, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I also watched a Harlan Coben show on Netflix. I've read a couple of his books. They're all the same. You know, they're different people and they're whatever, but they are all the same. Someone's dead, but they're not really dead. And this was called Fool Me Once.
I've already watched that.
Have
I
you?
Watched that. Yeah, I think I told you about that like in the springtime.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah, I liked it. I started watching it months and months ago, probably when you first told me about it. And for some reason, I didn't get past the first episode. I watched the first episode and I liked it. But for some reason, I found other things that I preferred to watch.
And
so I went back to it and started over. And
they do a great job trying to make the lead woman think she's insane.
Yeah. 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 I really liked it. I thought it was really good. Although I will say that whoever casts these Harlan Coben Netflix shows, especially this one, they have a type for men, except with the exception of maybe two of the main men. They all looked alike.
Yep.
And I didn't know what was going on. And there's some guy sneaking around her apartment. And I look at it and I'm like, is that or is that? And so I had to pause and then I had to go back and look at the other guy and then go back and look at this guy. And because I didn't know which guy it was.
Yep.
And I will say that I got to the end and I was like, okay, all right, I get it. And then I turned it off and then I went, wait, I still have a lot of questions. What about this guy? What about the, what? And then I realized there was one more episode. So if you're going to watch that, I do recommend watching the entire thing, including the last episode, because I did not realize, I thought I was at the end and I was very confused.
It does help to.
Yeah. Watching
Watch
the last
all the way
episode.
Through.
Yep, that did clear some things up for me.
Well, I just watched the first episode of a new series that is coming out.
What's that?
It's a ABC series, but it's on Hulu as well. High Potential with Caitlin Olsen. So she's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, sure. Yep.
It starts off, she's a cleaning lady. She's in the police department, accidentally knocks over a case folder and then writes on their murder board and they get real upset. They bring her in and you find out that she has 160 IQ and she's like, I can't help myself. When I see mistakes, I have to correct them.
Oh, I don't know anybody
Otherwise,
like that, Amy.
Me neither.
That's AP, you guys.
Yeah. Yep.
That's her to a T. I think I thought of that when I saw the promo.
And like for her in the show, they're saying, well, she's like, if I don't correct it, I just sit there and I think about it and then I can't sleep. And then I do all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't. And for me, I don't mean to. It's just out of my mouth before I get there, or I have to look it up and just double check. Part of that is our whole family is like that, but yeah. But it's good. It's quirky. It's kind of funny. You know, it's like so many other, it's similar to a lot of other shows, but it's not quite as heavy as like a CSI or Criminal Minds. Like Criminal
Okay.
Minds
That's heavy, heavy.
on Paramount now, where they can swear and everything. Holy,
Ooh.
I just finished the I started this last season back in June when it first came out, and I just finished it over last week. And
Is this the one with Zachary Quinto? Or is that a different show? Okay. I'm mixing it up with something else then. Okay. I watched Criminal Minds when it was new, like in the beginning. I watched religiously. I loved
Yeah,
it.
this is season 17.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great show. I always wanted to be Garcia. I wanted
I
that to be
love
my
her.
job. She's the best. Loved it.
Still is.
And I have one more. I actually have a couple more, but I'll just go one more. I started Agatha All Along
Oh, I can't
on
wait to watch
Disney.
that.
Oh, we watched two episodes last night. That's all that's out so far as of today. I think I don't know when it comes out, maybe Wednesdays or Thursdays. And it's good. I think it's really fun. It's very witchy and cool.
Did you watch
WandaVision?
WandaVision first? Yeah, because it's kind of it, I heard somebody else who watched like the first two episodes, or whatever, too. You kind of have to watch WandaVision before you can watch
Yeah, it was a
Agatha All
long time
Along.
ago when I watched WandaVision, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I probably could have figured it out. I mean, obviously, Greg watches all of that stuff and he pays attention more than I do. So if I had any questions, I could just be like, what? And then he explained it to me. As long as I'm paying attention. If I'm playing on my phone, I can't ask any questions. But
Fair, fair.
yeah, I don't like people to do that to me either. So I think I talked about that last time.
I can't wait to start that. I text my mom, who's still in they're in Belgium right now. So
Oh, fun.
I know they
Jealous.
when they were in Waterloo, and they stayed in a hotel right on the battlefield of Waterloo, like
Wow.
So,
Gotta be some ghosts there.
yeah, my dad said they did wander out into the, onto the edge of the fields at night to see if they could see anything for a little bit.
Wow. Did they see anything?
No.
No. I'm sure there's something out there.
Oh, I'm sure there is. But yeah. So I am waiting for my mom to watch that, but I am really excited to watch that
Cool.
one.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we probably should wrap it up.
Do you have an Alanism for
Wrap it up.
us?
I do. It is time for an Alanism.
It's time for
Alanism.
an Alanism.
Well, I picked this one because I went to a wedding on Saturday, and actually Megan did too. And you were just at a bachelorette party, so it's wedding season. So I picked this one.
I got a wedding this weekend.
Oh, you do? Okay. I don't think I have any more weddings. Most people I know are too old to get married, but this is a friend who's very young. And it was such a cute wedding. Except that it's not that this wasn't cute. I laughed. Nobody else did. Well, I didn't laugh out loud. I laughed inside here where it counts. They were doing their vows, and the groom said that she lights up every room she walks into. And I went, no,
She
she's
did
gonna get
not
murdered.
pre-read that speech.
No. I don't think she's a true crime girly, but at any rate, yeah, we all know you. If you light up a room, you're in trouble. But it was a very sweet wedding.
Good.
They're very sweet kids, and we had a good time. So I picked an Alanism that my dad was talking about somebody's wedding that they know. He and Jackie used to go to this restaurant called Bean Haven, out in Deep Haven, I believe. And they know the owner. And the owner's daughter was getting married. And so my dad to that said, well, that's another notch in the family. I think what he was going for was another branch in the family tree or something like that.
Maybe, and just mix that up with
And
notch in
mixed it with the
the
notch on the bedstand or whatever. But yeah,
belt. Oh.
that's another notch in the family.
Thanks, Alan, for the good laugh.
Yeah. And he's right back here. I can't point backwards.
I see him.
All right. Do you want to tell us what we're doing next week?
Yeah. So next week, we're releasing a Dead Files recap, an episode that is known as one of the most popular among Dead Files fans. After watching it, we're not really sure why it is, but it was fun to watch anyways. It does have a really interesting and gruesome true crime aspect, and it's called Starvation Heights. You may remember it as one where Steve interrogated the client until he admitted he had conducted more than one seance in the house. In fact, he had done 17. So our episode is called 17 Seances Too Many. Still believe it was more than 17, but
I do too. Yep. So you'll get to hear all of our wonderful thoughts on that next week. So
thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.